Good morning, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to KRFY's morning show. This is Garden Life, and I'm Julie Prochinski here with my broadcast co-host, Susie Perez. Thanks for coming in, Susie.
Oh, good morning, Julie. It's a pleasure. Always fun to do Garden Life. It's a good monthly show. Thanks for doing that.
Sure thing. It's fun for me, too. I'm happy to have in the studio also is Carol Conron and Christina Bauer. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Susie.
We're going to talk about all things farmers market. 4 days remain of the 36th year of the Sandpoint Farmers Market. And here, as I mentioned, we have the manager of the market, Carol Conron, and VP of the Markets Board, Christina Bauer. They're here to tell us about what's in store for the remaining days and how the market fared. So beginning with Carol, we've had you on the show before, and you've given us a little bit of intro about yourself, but remind us of what brought you to the farmer's market.
Yeah, so I've been a fan of the farmer's market at Sandpoint for about 10 years now. I've had the privilege of working for a few of the farms in the area, Red Wheelbarrow Farm, Blue Fingers Farm, and Mountain Cloud Farm. And last summer, I took on the role of Kelly, the former manager's assistant. And just this year, I've taken on the role as manager.
As manager. You're the only manager there.
Yes.
Yes. That's great. What a great beginning for you to learn about the business and then start managing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gotten to see all sides as a customer, too. Yeah.
Right.
I love
right.
the market.
And Christina Bauer, who's a vendor at the market and vice president of the board.
Yeah.
Christina, give us a little update on your world in the market.
Well, so I'm a farmer, distiller, formulator, and herbalist. I make natural botanical skincare and herbal remedies, and I have had the privilege of serving on the board for the last few years and as vice president for the last year, and it's really a delight. I absolutely love the market, love our vendors and members, and love this community.
Great. And your business is Untamed Alchemy.
Yes, that's
yes,
correct.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Great. Well, thanks you both for coming on. We'll begin at the end. The last and best market party, and I really think the best party of the fall, is coming up. It's the Harvest Fest. Give us all the details about this last market day.
So our hours will be slightly different. We'll run till 2 p.m. And again, this last day is on October 12th. We'll have our normal market operations. All of our usual vendors will be there. We will have a few extra nonprofits set up across the street over by the fountains, so definitely be sure to visit them when you come. We'll also be accepting food donations, so the Bonner County Food Bank will be there. Please bring a donation on that day for our food bank. You will be entered into a raffle if you bring at least one canned good. We'd like you to bring more. But that's a little incentive to make sure you donate.
Mm-hmm. A market basket then is the prize?
Yes. Ooh. Just a variety.
Yeah, a number of vendors will be putting together some fun things, both fresh and crafted, to be able to have some gifts for the folks who are providing things for the food bank.
Great. That's some motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are the nonprofits that are going to be at the fountain?
I've been accepting new requests to show up every day. So we don't have a final list yet.
Okay.
But I think noteworthy, Austin from Department of Fish and Game will be there, and he'll be there with his apple press. So incentivizing folks to go over there, bring your apples or buy apples right there at the market. Be sure to bring your own containers to put your juice in once it's pressed. And while you're over there waiting to press your apples, he'll have some bear awareness information. Oh. So if you're worried about, if you live in bear territory, which technically we all do,
yeah, sure.
He'll have some helpful tips and tricks for how to stay safe.
Yeah.
Great. And is that in conjunction with the library? Did I read that? Or no, the library won't be there.
The library will be there.
Oh, they're
with their
there
bookmobile.
As well. Okay.
Yeah.
And they've been there every Saturday this summer's.
Yeah, they're
yeah, whenever the bookmobile is available to join us, they usually join us, which is great.
That is great. Yeah. It's neat to have them there kind of watching what's going on and people stopping by.
Yeah, the kids love it too.
That's awesome. So bring your apples. Do you wash them before and have them all ready to press?
Yeah, we'll all be pressing them using the same press, and it'll be cleaned in between presses, but you just want to be kind to your neighbor who will also be pressing apples. Mm-hmm. Make sure to bring your own containers,
yes,
too,
that's
for your
a biggie,
juice.
Because buying those containers are a little expensive.
Yeah, you could always bring your containers and buy your apples right there at the market from one of the vendors, too.
Right, yeah. The ones the bears haven't gotten.
Yeah, exactly.
And musicians, will there be musicians there?
Yes, we'll have Monarch Mountain Band playing on that last The Harvest Fest day. I also wanted to mention that Billy Bensing will be taking the place of Aaron Golay on our music calendar for this next Saturday, October 5th. So that's a slight change in our music schedule.
And Susie reminded me, KRFY is going to be there as well. We're going to record market sounds and try and put together a little market show.
Wonderful.
Come winter. So, yes, it should be really, really fun to be there. Jack will be there, and I'll be there, and we'll have our little table there, and you can learn about everything about KRFY as
well. Yay! Wonderful.
Yes. So, special events at the market have been a big part of this summer's agenda. How have they all gone? Beginning with the kids' market, I want to hear about that, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they went great. The kids' market, we had record attendance this year. We had just shy of 40 child vendors, and they were good at what they were doing.
Yes, it was amazing. They kind of blew us away.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Down at the fountain again.
Yes.
That's kind of where your spillover goes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. That's great.
Yep.
Yes, Susie.
What were some of the standout vendors for the Children's Day at the market? Because you said there were over 40.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
There was one who had little handcrafted crocheted items that were absolutely incredible. And then I saw at least four pairs of earrings that I commented on when customers stopped by my booth, and they had all been purchased over from the kids area like 10 minutes before. So there was clearly a jeweler out there who was doing great work as well.
I bought a hand scrub from a young vendor, and I'm almost out of it. You need to source
that kid, yeah.
Those are great. And I understand last year there was a kid at the kids market who became a vendor this year.
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
We hope she comes back.
Oh, yeah. Great.
7B E&M is the name of that business.
Okay.
If you are there to catch them.
What a great thing to find a passion when you're that young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Wonderful. They probably get a lot of it from their parents, though.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm sure.
So music, tell us about the music that happened all summer. How did that go? And is there anything different happening there?
The music is definitely one of my favorite parts of the market. One thing I did not anticipate was how competitive it is. There are a ton of amazing musicians in our town. And going into next year, I highly recommend that all musicians interested in performing at the market make sure that they apply on our website, sandpointfarmersmarket.com, as early as March, because the mm-hmm. schedule definitely does fill up.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. We do have a lot of great musicians in town.
Yeah.
And the music at the market was always just so terrific.
Yeah, it really helps to bring it even more to life, which
is
great.
Yes, it's a party theme every mm-hmm. every market.
Mm-hmm.
Are there musicians on the Wednesday night market?
Yes.
Both markets. So you really did have a lot of people mm-hmm. contact you.
Yeah, it was a full year, full schedule.
It's 36 years that the market's been in place. And it's just every year there's this new vitality that comes in. And it's so wonderful to see farmers succeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as we should be as a farmer's market, we're growing.
That's right. As the town is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The favorite recipe, let's talk about that. Did Alana do that every Saturday then?
Almost every Saturday. Almost every month.
We did, yeah. So we did once. She typically would do one Saturday a month where she would join us and offer whatever was best from among the vendors combined in a delicious, delicious recipe. So I think was it four times this year or three that she was able to join us?
Three this year.
And that's Chef Alana Eckhart.
Chef Alana Joy.
That's great she does that.
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
My favorite recipe was definitely the snap pea strawberry feta salad.
Whoa.
Oh.
Partially because it combined so many different vendors' goods into one bowl. But also it was early in the season, so it was like the first real, like, oh yeah, the food is here.
Yeah, the food is here. Here we go. Yeah.
Talking about recipes, it sounds like we could have a farmer's market cookbook coming up in the near future.
Yeah, we certainly could. We could make one, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got, there are lots of great recipes and, of course, really unusual ingredients that a lot of folks bring too, which is great. That's one of my favorite things about what Chef Alana does is that she's really great at kind of stretching what we would otherwise do with things. So a lot of people are inspired to go home and create something completely new that just blows your mind with how delicious it is. She's really great with flavors and textures. It's wonderful.
Speaking of which, I've had a few folks reach out to me on social media this year, the Farmers Market social media pages, with their own recipes. And I'm always thrilled to share those to benefit both the chefs who are making them and the vendors too, so other customers are inspired.
Yeah.
And that's on social media, you share those, like Facebook? On
Facebook, on Instagram, the Sandpoint Farmers Market page.
Yes.
Yeah, so tell us the delicious things you made so we can make them too.
Yeah, let us highlight you.
Absolutely. I got a recipe for garlic dressing, I suppose, from Allison?
Yeah, Allison Ranch.
Allison Ranch. Ooh, man, that's...
Yeah.
Full of garlic.
Right. Oh, that's Ben. And Ben's garlic is amazing.
He's the garlic king.
Yes.
He truly. Was at the library doing a garlic class that was so great. And then he cut garlic in little pieces for us to try. Oh, my gosh. Everybody was lit up.
Yeah. Yep.
So other than the chef's dishes, what new treasures did you find this summer at the market, both of you?
Go ahead.
Well, food-wise, I always loved stopping by both Bobcat Farms booth and Cloud 11 Mountain Farms booth. Every single time I stopped by, I would learn something new. And like I said, I'm a fairly seasoned gardener, but they would grow just the craziest heirloom or experimental varieties. I loved at Bobcat's farm, she has the strawberry spinach plant, and you actually eat the strawberry fruits off of it. And that at Cloud 11 Mountain Farm, they have some white beets that are so good. They roast up great, they pickle great, and they're a beautiful, beautiful color.
Wow.
Yep.
Christina?
And then I'm absolutely a fresh salad junkie, so inevitably I'm always looking for the delicious things that add flavor and texture to stuff. So I can't say enough about... I mean, it's many of the same key players that are there each week with the freshest of what they have from the garden. It's Red Wheelbarrow, it's Cloud 11, it's Mountain Cloud, Good Food Farm, but especially the fresh herbs that you can get throughout the year and some of the more unusual. I really love the unusual stuff. And as Bobcat Farm's neighbor on the market map, I can tell you, I got an absolute education in some of the more unusual things that can be grown here that add such incredible dimension and interest to food. And I second the strawberry spinach, those little fruits. I had the chance to taste them, and they make the most incredible garnish for salads. They're beautiful, and they're absolutely talking points.
Wow.
Yeah, delicious.
Is that an early season?
You know, she still had them last week. Last weekend, she still had them, so they may be going through the year. I know that a lot of what I've been able to, like, sneak from her place and why I sort of focus on it is she had these delicious garnishes like arugula flowers. So they're real unusual, but they impart great flavor. And I know even if she's not able to continue some stuff through the year, she's offering some things that, like, pearls. So you'll find some of her garnishes at some of the restaurants around town.
Oh, that's good to know that they're selling to the restaurants as well.
Yeah, a lot of our farmers partner.
A lot of them do.
Yeah.
I want to highlight, too, we're obviously more than just a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of my favorite craft products that I've had this year. Number one, the tallow balm from Jordan with Marrow and Tallow has absolutely saved my working hands this year. And then the Radiant Rose balm from Christina's company, Untamed Alchemy, has absolutely saved my under eyes. They're very happy.
That's great. So much to look at every week. You have different things to explore.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does the farmer's market have anything planned for the off season? That's the big question.
Oh, yeah. So inevitably, at the moment that we have had our Harvest Fest with the community, where we're going to be planning our annual members meeting and what we are calling our Harvest Feast. So participating vendors will have a chance to join us on November the 12th so that we can begin to kind of set up the year ahead. And we're probably going to have a busy winter organizing ourselves against being really ready for next season. We're hoping to organize so that we can streamline things a bit so vendors have an easier time applying. We have an easier time maybe managing, but also making sure that the resources that we have for vendors on the website and the connection that we have with them is even stronger as we continue to grow.
And that event is for current vendors.
Yes. So it's current members in good standing will be joining us at Evans Brothers. They'll get an invitation before the market's up from the president, letting them know about day and time and what to expect. That's where we kind of that's where we vote for the upcoming year's board and begin to kind of share some of the important business of the market so we can get our ducks in a row for another great season next year.
Yes. Looking even further ahead, though, if you are interested in becoming a vendor next year, or if you're a musician that would like to play, March is going to be a big month. So look for our application on our website, sandpointfarmersmarket.com, under the tab Info on Becoming a Vendor, for any questions you might have ahead of applying, but also look for that application posted for 2025 in March of 2025.
Yep. Okay. Well, that sounds great. So much going on, so much to look forward to. But I think right now it's a good time for a break. How about a music break, Susie?
I think that sounds perfect. I think Christina picked this song. I'm not sure.
I think it's Carol, actually.
Carol?
Yeah, Carol's choice.
Yes. Okay. And that was Peter, Paul, and Mary, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And this is 88.5 KRFY, and you're listening to The Morning Show. And this is the Garden Life Edition with Julie Przinski as host.
That's right. And I'm here with Carol Conron and Christina Bauer, both from the Farmer's Market. And we're talking about coming to the end of our beloved Farmer's Market in 2 weeks. But let's go back and take a look at how the year went. How did the market go this year with vendors, crafters, all the details?
We had a little bit of an unusual year. I think in terms of numbers, we had the same number of farmer members as we have had participating in years prior. About even a number more crafters joined us this year. But where we felt changes really had to do with participation based on the weather. Yeah. This season has been kind of a wild ride for farmers. Our spring was really long, wet, and kind of slow to move into warmer weather. And then a lot of us experienced our first frost just, a week and a half ago, about the equinox. And that's quite early for a lot of folks. So between weather preventing people from coming on the day or weather preventing folks from being where they would expect to be with their season and with their produce, there was a lot of stuff that was a little upside down. It was a challenging year. So I think all in all, we were where we could expect to be.
That's great. I know when I ran a greenhouse, if the weather was bad, the customers didn't come.
Yeah.
How did you feel as far as customer visit? Was that on track?
We certainly felt busy.
Yeah, and I felt that this year, out-of-town visitation was actually up, but certain vendors tend to do better on days when there's more tourists and then versus when there's more locals. Farmers tend to do a little better when there's more of a local crowd because those are folks that are buying produce, putting it back in their fridge at home, versus crafters would do a little better when it was more tourists who were in town looking to buy souvenirs or gifts or something like that.
Sure. I think the locals were the ones lined up
inevitably.
At 9 o'clock.
Oh, yes, inevitably. Yes, standing at their favorite booth waiting for the cowbell.
They can't go early.
No.
That's really reassuring to see the interest and the love of local food and organic food mostly and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And that farmers are succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Tell me about that SNAP and DUFB program, and how was that response?
Oh, it's an awesome program. We definitely had more interest this year. Word has spread. To explain that program a little bit, folks who qualify for food stamps or SNAP benefits can withdraw their points or their dollars at the farmers market manager booth. In addition, we have a grant that allows us to double those dollars that you're able to spend at the market up to $10. So we're incentivizing people to not just use those dollars at the market, but they have additional money to spend to support local agriculture.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where did that grant come from? Does that come to mind? Or was it the agriculture, Idaho Ag or
it's,
something?
It's the Idaho...
I want to say it's a state program, but I'm not sure where it resides.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
it's
great.
It's in Boise.
Sure. Yeah. It's some kind of state program.
Idaho Farmers Market Association.
I think it is, yeah.
Sure. Okay. I'm trying to remember the acronym.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. That's great.
Yeah.
I think the response was good this year. I would see people at your table changing their money. Yeah. Good. That's great. Now, as far as favorite moments at the market, can you think of a moment that really tickled you and that really reminded you of why you're part of the market?
Ooh, there's a lot.
I have two that are kind of opposite.
Okay.
One was, there was one day where I think John Fershey and Headwaters were taking the stage, and everyone I saw was maybe not full on dancing, but at least bouncing a little bit.
Yeah.
Everyone was feeling the music, whether they were trying to or not. There was this couple, they were not a young couple, but man, they were just tearing up a rug on the dance floor there. And it made me so happy. And then last Wednesday, actually, when we had that crazy windstorm, it was kind of a weirdly similar feeling where instead of people dancing, it was tents that were dance, they're blowing all over the place. It was chaotic. But at that moment, we had so many kind Samaritans stop what they were doing, just members of the public who ran over and instantly helped us. And in those two moments, both the dancing on that sunny day and then trying to get those tents down back to the ground on that terribly windy day, it was the same sense of community and everyone just there together, ultimately having a pretty good time. We were laughing by the end of that windstorm.
Mm-hmm. That's the nature of farming. You're really indebted to the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depends on what. And Christina, your favorite?
Yeah. So, I mean, my first is really quite simple, but the moment that we had our first market of the season after a bit of a rough beginning to the year in terms of getting organized and kind of getting stuff lined up, it was a great feeling to have everyone. It was invisible to all of the folks who joined us at the market. So the moment the bell rang the first day and we were off, I had the most extraordinary sense of relief and joy. So inevitably, the beginning of the season was a huge moment for me. And then the second is not unlike Carol's. There was a group, I think it was Musha Marimba, that came through, and they were absolutely on fire. And everyone, there was a huge group of people on the grass, lots of blankets, families sitting. I saw kids with, you know, peach juice and nectarine juice running down their face and running around. And it just had this very connected together feeling. All of the vendors were kind of boot scooting in their individual booths. We were all kind of dancing and smiling at one another. And it just felt like the market was thriving. And that kind of feeling where all of us as vendors, as farmers, as community members, you know, watching people with their bags stuffed with beautiful things. I think it was in like probably early September. It was just great. It just felt like this is what it's all about.
All that hard work.
Yeah.
Come to fruition.
Yeah. Delicious food, gorgeous things, people marveling at what they were, you know, folks making faces every time they took a bite where you could see the delight on their faces. It was wonderful.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. And it's not over.
No, exactly.
Not over. Let's wrap around to the end of the market again and give us the details of the Harvest Fest to make sure everybody knows.
Yep.
October 12th is our final market. We'll have our normal operations. So if you're looking for your usual vendors that you like to visit, they'll all be there. We are going an hour later, so we'll be closing up at 2 p.m. We'll have some fun events. We'll have the Duck Man. Those of you who have been to the market have definitely seen the Duck Man. So bring your kids to hang out with the Duck Man and the...
Do the conga line.
Yeah, the conga line. We'll have Monarch Mountain Band to dance along to. We'll also have some apple pressings, so be sure you bring your containers. Be sure you're ready to buy some apples to press for juice. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot of fun.
And KRFY will be there.
Yes, yay! KRFY yes. is going to oh, yeah. be there.
And you could probably stop by the booth and do a little ident or...
Yes, we're going to record voices, so okay. come on down.
Yeah,
we'll be there too. That's going to be super fun.
A yeah. basic celebration of the end of the growing season and celebrating the fact that we have wonderful farmers in our area mm-hmm. and crafters, and it's a beautiful thing. When you think about when you go to foreign countries... at the market is the center of your
yeah.
your family, yeah. your community life. And our farmers market is so much like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's yeah. a lot like that.
Yeah, agreed.
And Christina, give us a spiel on your business. What do you have coming up this fall?
Well, so my garden is put to bed. She went to sleep at the equinox with the big frost. So I'm beginning to lean into more of my teaching and workshops. So I'm looking forward to having a little bit of time off focused on board things, but away from my work. And then I'll be doing workshops to help folks learn how to make balms and salves and make herbal and aromatic gifts for the holidays. So that will open up. And inevitably, I'm starting to plan for next year, you know. But I'm, like most of us, a lot of the farmers with the market, even though our season formally ends in Farm and Park, if you've got a favorite farmer, all of us are, we don't rest. Folks are already buying seeds and preparing for next year, but a lot of our farmers offer CSAs where you can do pickups and continue to get your winter produce, your winter root vegetables. Things like kale have extended seasons. So there's a lot of delicious stuff to still be had. You won't find us all in Farm and Park neatly organized like we are in the summer, but there's still lots to enjoy. So like the rest of us, you know, our whole group is still going to be working and growing and sharing everything we can with the community.
Give us the details how people can get in touch with you.
Well, so for me, I have a website. So yes. untamedalchemy.com is super simple. And then I am hoping, as a board member, I do a bit of web work. So I'm actually hoping on behalf of some of our other vendors to be able to update the site not long after our season ends. So if you're looking for your favorite vendor, I'm hoping to make them easier to find from our website so you can get connected and continue to buy your favorite crafts, your favorite honey, your favorite fruits and veg, whatever it might be, even in the off season.
Okay, Carol, give us that information, how to get in touch with the farmers market.
Yeah, so sandpointfarmersmarket.com is our website. We have a few different tabs. I just want to remind everyone too that even though we're looking forward to this Harvest Fest, we still have our normal operations this Wednesday. Tomorrow we have our normal market. This Saturday we have our normal market. Next Wednesday we have our normal Wednesday market. And then the Harvest Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to attend those two in the meantime.
Yeah. And there'll be music at all three of those markets?
There will be music next Saturday. Billy Bensing is going to play.
Okay. Well, great. It's not over yet.
No, and there's still, there's a lot of late season stuff because we had a late start.
Yes.
There are some things that are just now coming to market that will only have a limited time being featured. So we encourage you to get there early and grab what you can because I have missed many of my favorites by not being there in time the last few weeks. So I encourage everybody to come out and support their favorite farmer with, you know, grabbing the latest of what's come to market because a lot of stuff is just now showing up.
Mm-hmm. And you can find out about where your favorite marketer will be.
Yeah, exactly.
In the off season.
Yeah, it's a great time to connect about what's coming next for them because everybody has unique plans based on what they're growing and what they're hoping to do.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you, gals. Carol Conron, Market Manager, and Christina Bauer, VP of the Board, and for sharing your love and passion for Sandpoint's own farmers market. So, like we said, for more information, come down to the market tomorrow or Saturday or next Wednesday or the last market, the Harvest Fest Market, on October 12th. It's going to be a lot of fun if these gals are anything to go by.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you.
Yes, thanks for coming in. It's always very exciting. We love our farmers market, so thanks for the work you do to keep it going and have it be a viable part of our community.
Absolutely. Thank you for supporting us. Yeah.
Thanks to the customers, too.
Yes,
that's indeed. Right. Hopefully they're listening.
Yeah. Yes. Community radio, why wouldn't they be?
Yeah, that's right.